欢迎大家来到这期的美语训练班，我是杨林，
我是 Mike 杨林，来告诉大家今天都要学什么。
今天我们要带你去看看美国的药店。
Do you have a prescription?
No, I just want some non-prescription medicine.
聊聊怎么健身保持体型。
I've been carrying around an extra 20 pounds for years now.
还要告诉你怎么说冷幽默。
Oh, dry humor?That's one of my many expertise.
Well, I think that's your only expertise. Across the board, our listeners prefer my voice to yours.
Yang Lin, I hope that's supposed to be dry humor. Because otherwise, you're horribly out of touch with reality.
好了好了，咱们休战好吧。So, what did you do over the weekend?
Oh, I took an artist friend out to dinner. She does paintings for business offices.But the bad economy means that few businesses are spending money on art. So she's having some trouble making ends meet.
Huh? 艺术家呀?
Yeah. My friend says that life as an artist is hard because work is either feast or famine.
艺术家的生活确实没有太多的保障。不过呢，你提到了一个很好的词儿 feast or famine. 咱们就来听听这个习惯用语的用法吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送美国习惯用语第982讲，我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus。
最近我的小外甥特别高兴，他今年铲雪赚了不少钱，正好可以用这些钱来买新的电子游戏。今年下了不少雪，所以他也赚了很多。可去年冬天天气就特别暖和，所以他一点活都没有。在英语里，我们可以用一个习惯用语来形容这种情形。
Feast or famine. Feast is spelled F-E-A-S-T. Feast. And famine? F-A-M-I-N-E. Feast or famine.
Feast 是盛宴的意思，而 famine 是饥荒。Feast or famine 意思就是走极端，要么多得要命，要么少得可怜。上面的例子里，我外甥的工作要不就多得数不过来，要不就是一点都没有。
It's been either feast or famine.
在下面的例子里，我们来听听一个爵士乐手的经历，你就能明白为什么艺术有时候只能当做一种爱好了。
I love playing in a jazz band, but I can't rely on it for a full-time salary. During the spring and summer, we get hired a lot to play at weddings, outdoor concerts, and festivals. Then...Once the cooler temperatures set in, we don't get that many jobs at all. It's feast or famine.
这段话是说，我很爱在爵士乐队里演出，但是我不能靠这个来谋生。春夏两个季节，我们经常去各种婚礼、室外演唱会和节日场合演出。可是，一旦天气变冷，我们的工作机会就没有那么多了。忙的时候忙死，闲的时候闲死。
这也让我想起我的一个邻居，他是个画家，尽管大多数时候生活还行，可是有些时候手头也会觉得紧。这是因为经济好的时候，人们有足够的钱来享受生活，也会更多的投资艺术品。可是每当经济不好的时候，人们可能什么都不会买。
For painters or musicians, it's either feast or famine.
对画家或音乐家来说，就是这样，活多的时候忙死，活少的时候闲死。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
I love playing in a jazz band, but I can't rely on it for a full-time salary. During the spring and summer, we get hired a lot to play at weddings, outdoor concerts, and festivals. Then, once the cooler temperatures set in, we don't get that many jobs at all. It's feast or famine.
对美国人来说，夏天有很多旅游胜地，其中一个是 Cape Cod 鳕鱼角。这是美国马赛诸塞州的一个半岛，由于气候凉爽宜人，人们喜欢在夏天去那里休闲度假。让我们来听听旅游记者是怎么介绍的。
Cape Cod is the eastern tip of Massachusetts. It's always been a popular destination for tourists in the summer who enjoy activities like going to the beach, fishing, or whale watching.For providers of goods and services there, business used to be rather feast or famine, but people are now living in the area year-round, so business is much more constant.
这段话是说，鳕鱼角位于马萨诸塞最东部，在夏天， 这里是一个旅游胜地，人们喜欢去海滩钓鱼或者出海看鲸鱼。对于在那里买东西或是提供各种服务的人来说，过去生意不稳定，忙的时候特别忙，淡的时候特别淡。不过现在很多人常年住在那里，所以生意也就比较平衡稳定了。
的确是这样，很多以季节为卖点的旅游胜地，旅游旺季生意就多，旅游淡季生意就少。
For a ski resort or a beach, business has always been feast or famine.
比如滑雪场或者海滩，生意就是时好时坏。我觉得啊，这些地方应该开发其他的服务项目，设法常年吸引顾客。好的，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
Cape Cod is the eastern tip of Massachusetts. It's always been a popular destination for tourists in the summer who enjoy activities like going to the beach, fishing, or whale watching. For providers of goods and services there, business used to be rather feast or famine. But people are now living in the area year-round, so business is much more constant.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 feast or famine， 意思是极端化，时好时坏。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Dan Marcus，
谢谢各位的收听。Feast or famine， 走极端。That seems to describe our situation pretty well.Well, I'm always super busy. You always seem to be doing nothing. 唉，没办法，能干的人总是这么忙呀。
Hey, after spending 5 years in America, you finally learned how to do dry humor. We've Americanized you.
What? 才没有，我可是取其精华，去其糟粕。Well, dry humor is a very important part of American culture. People always appreciate it if you have a good sense of humor.
Yep.Actually, one of the top things that Americans look for in a significant other is a good sense of humor.
嗯，对。等下面的美语怎么说里，我们就要带你去看看各种幽默笑话要怎么说。
Let's listen.
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Jessica 在北京学汉语，她的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教她。今天是 Louis 要问的冷幽默。
Jessica, you won't believe it. Last night I met the funniest guy ever.
No way! 他怎么好玩了？ Did he wear bunny ears?
头上戴着兔耳朵，这种是幼儿园级的搞笑，没劲。这人的特点是每句话都特逗，可是自己从来不笑。对了，这种冷幽默在美语里要怎么说呢？
We call that dry humor.With dry humor, the emphasis is not on funny facial expressions or exaggerated body movements. Rather, it's the joke itself that's really humorous.
Oh, dry humor. 不靠夸张的表情和动作，纯粹靠笑话本身好笑。The guy I was talking about did have a dry sense of humor.
I bet he kept a straight face while telling jokes that made everyone else laugh their pants off.
Exactly. 别人都笑翻了，就他自己面无表情地继续讲。这人的冷幽默在 party 上特受人欢迎。以前大家为了找乐子，顶多就是讲几个荤段子。哎，这荤段子又要怎么说呢？
We call them off-color jokes. The most common off-color jokes are about sex. But they can also touch on violence, ethnic groups, or other impolite topics.
原来荤段子就是 off-color jokes. 除了情色内容，还可以是别的有冒犯性的话题。
Off-color jokes can be really offensive to those who aren't that close to you or don't share your sense of humor, so use them carefully.
没错，讲荤段子得分对什么人，不熟的朋友可别讲。啊，说了这么多段子，幽默，我真是跃跃欲试。
What? Give what a try?
我本来就是个特有幽默感的人，我觉得我能成一单口相声演员。
A stand-up comedian? You?
原来 stand-up comedian 就是单口相声演员。那行， I'll make stand-up comedian one of my career goals.
Is this dry humor? Because I didn't get it.
今天我们学了冷幽默是 dry humor， 荤段子 off-color jokes， 单口相声演员是 stand-up comedian。
stand-up comedian. Oh my gosh, I love Russell Peters.
Russell Peters is pretty funny, but I'm more of a 相声 guy myself.
啊，你这么中国呢？不过也对，我记得小时候生病的时候，爸爸就给我放中央台的相声，一乐我就好了。
Yep. In English, we have a saying, laughter is the best medicine. When you are really sick, you still need to go to the doctor or get some medicine. In today's Go English, we'll take you to an American drugstore.
对呀，在美国，医院和药店是分开的。我们赶快去听听看吧。
美语三级跳。各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目医药单元的初级课程。Helen 觉得不舒服，要去药店买药。Professor Bowman， 药店的英文啊，我知道两个，一个是 drugstore， 还有一个呢是 pharmacy， pharmacy。
Yes, Winnie, they are both stores where you buy medicine. In this first section, Helen is talking to the pharmacist to get recommendations on what kind of medicine she should take.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes, I haven't been feeling well lately, and I need some medicine.
I see. Do you have a prescription?
No, I just want some non-prescription medicine.
So, Winnie, what kind of medicine does Helen want?
药店的 pharmacist 药剂师问 Helen 是不是要买 prescription medicine 处方药，不过呢 Helen 说她只想买点 non-prescription medicine 非处方药。
That's right. Prescription is spelled P-R-E-S-C-R-I-P-T-I-O-N. Prescription. Sometimes people also call non-prescription medicine over-the-counter medicine.
counter 是柜台的意思，所以 over-the-counter medicine 就是直接从柜台抓的药，也就是不需要医生开的非处方药。
Now, let's hear what's wrong with Helen.
Before I can recommend some medicine, I need to know your symptoms.
My stomach has been hurting, and I have a bad headache.
Sure, I have a very good medicine for those symptoms.
I hope it works. I've really been feeling under the weather.
原来 Helen 感觉胃疼、头疼。哎 ，Professor， 我猜啊 ，symptom 就是症状的意思吧
？Exactly. Symptom is spelled S-Y-M-P-T-O-M. Symptom. Doctors will ask you to describe your symptoms so that they can diagnose what is wrong with you.
对，医生要听病人讲了症状以后才能够诊断。哎，对了 ，Professor， Helen 还说。She's feeling under the weather. 这是什么意思啊?
That's just a common phrase to say that you are feeling sick. For example, I didn't go to work yesterday because I was feeling under the weather.
Under the weather 就是感觉身体不舒服。真希望药剂师能给 Helen 推荐一些有效的药哦。
Take this medicine once in the morning and once at night. You will feel much better.
Okay, what is the dose?
There are two pills per dose.
Are there any side effects?
It may make you feel drowsy, so don't drive after taking it.
Professor, 什么叫 dose?
The dose, D-O-S-E, is the amount of medicine you should take.
Dose 就是服药的剂量。药剂师让 Helen 早晚各吃一次药，每次的量呢是 two pills, 两片。
Right.And did you hear what the side effects of this medicine are?
这个药啊有 side effects, 副作用。那就是 Helen 可能会吃了觉得 drowsy, 困倦想要睡觉。所以呢药剂师说在吃了这些药以后啊不要开车哦。
Before I give this to you, I need to ask one last question. Do you have any allergies?
I'm not allergic to any medicine, although I do have an allergy to peanuts.
That isn't a problem.There aren't any peanuts in this medication.
Well, thank you very much for your help. I will follow the directions.
If you don't feel better, you should schedule a doctor's appointment to get a diagnosis.
So, Winnie, did you hear what Helen is allergic to?
Allergic 就是指对什么东西过敏。Helen 说她对药物并不过敏，不过啊，她对 peanuts 花生过敏。
Right. And what did the pharmacist tell Helen to do if her symptoms don't get better?
他说，如果吃了药不见好，那就要去看医生了。我总觉得问问医生的意见啊，比较保险。医生总比药剂师强吧。
But you don't think this pharmacist sounds pretty good?
那就要看 Helen 吃了这些药，效果如何喽。各位听众，这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，感谢您的收听，下次再见。
原来 Helen 感觉 under the weather 身体不舒服，于是去药店想买一些 over the counter medicine 非处方药。药师向他推荐了一种药，而这种药呢，有个轻微的 side effect 副作用，就是容易疲倦 ，get drowsy。
Yep, a pharmacist's advice is pretty useful when you don't have time to see a doctor.
那我也是这么觉得。在美国呢，要是生了病，我可懒得去看医生，还要预约，太麻烦了。
True, true. The best thing you can do is to try to live a healthy lifestyle.That way, you won't get sick as easily.
Exactly. 少吃多运动。不过吧，对我来说，我又不爱运动，又爱吃。
You really should come to the gym with me. If you start now, I might be able to help you work off those love handles before you're 90.
你说什么呢？ That had better have been dry humor.好了好了，不说咱们了。在下面的 business etiquette 里，三个公司高管要开会讨论员工的保健项目，我们一起去听听吧。
礼节美语。
公司高级主管 Peter、Jason 和 Helen 开会讨论员工的保健项目。Peter 首先发言。
Well, folks, we've come to the last item on our agenda, our corporate wellness program.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see what you're going to do with this. It's a very delicate issue.
Yes, it can be. But here's our general thinking. If employees are healthier, the company benefits and makes more profit. Making more profit is good for everyone in the company.
会议最后一项议事日程是公司的保健项目。
The last item on the agenda is the corporate wellness program.
Peter 解释说，员工健康会增加公司的利润，公司利润的提高对大家都有好处。
Studies show that when employees are fit, there is less illness, a better attitude toward work, lower absenteeism, and even better relationships at work.
Okay, I get you, but I'm concerned about our company becoming a kind of big brother. Is it really our job to tell our workers how to care for themselves?
有研究说，雇员健康的好处包括少生病、工作态度改善、少请假，以及更为融洽的同事关系。这里的
absenteeism, absenteeism,
就是缺席的意思。Helen 说
I get you.
我明白你的意思，但是他担心公司会成为对员工指手画脚的
Big brother.
过于专制的老大哥。
Well, let me explain the idea. The first part is on our side. We in management need to provide some kind of affordable exercise options.Now, I've spoken to several of our designers who say they would definitely sign another year's contract if we could provide exercise options.
So, part of the plan is an effort to retain talent?
Yep. And to that end, we will be turning the basement level into a small workout center with a shower.
Peter 解释说，公司要提供某种形式的健身项目，目的之一是
To retain talent?
留住人才。为此公司准备把地下室改造成带淋浴设备的小型健身中心。
A small workout center with a shower.
I like that. We could be flexible with what time we work out. Come in early, stay late, or even grab a workout during a lunch break. That would be great.
It requires some investment on our part, but we really do believe it could boost productivity.
I'm on board with that.
这样一来，大家健身的时间可以很激动。
Very flexible.
可以早来，可以晚走，也可以利用午饭的时间。
During lunch break?
Jason 说
I'm on board with that.
我支持。
公司高管们在讨论在办公大楼里修建一个健身中心。他们认为劳逸结合才能够 retain talents, 留住人才。Peter 认为应该 build a small workout center with a shower, 建一个带淋浴的小型健身中心。
I think that's a great idea. I go to the gym in our building after work every day. It's convenient, and it definitely helps me to relax after a long day of work.
可是呢，我一跑步就觉得好累，而且好无聊哦。
That's the beauty of the gym. You don't necessarily need to run. There's lots of weights and fitness machines you can use. I'm sure you can find something that you enjoy.
That's true. 好了，我们接着回到节目里来。Peter 提出了一个棘手的问题，我们一起来看看高管们有什么解决方案。
礼节美语。
高级主管 Peter、Jason 和 Helen 开会讨论员工保健项目，大家都赞成把地下室改成健身中心。然而 ，Peter 提出了一个棘手的问题。
Now comes the sensitive part: setting standards and setting penalties for non-compliance.
Ooh, that is tough.
Take smoking for example.Smoking tobacco is legal, of course, but our records show we pay roughly 25% more in medical costs for our employees who smoke. Is that fair to the other employees or to the company?
如果员工不按规定做，该怎么办？这个问题很敏感。
Take smoking, for example.
比如说吸烟。Peter 说，公司为吸烟的员工支付的医疗费用比不吸烟的人多25%。这种情况对其他员工、对公司公平吗？
That's an interesting point. A person's actions really do have a bigger effect than we think they do.
As they say, no man is an island.
That's right. Okay, here's an even more delicate situation. What do we do with people who are seriously overweight or obese?
No man is an island.
没有人是孤岛，意思是说你的行动一定会影响到别人。除了吸烟的员工以外，还有一类员工也很让人头疼，那就是体重超重或是肥胖的人。Overweight 是超重的意思，如果更严重的话就变成了
Obese, O-B-E-S-E
肥胖。
Like me?
You're not that bad, Jason.
Well, I'm certainly overweight. I've been carrying around an extra 20 pounds for years now.
Well, you're certainly not alone. Weight is a serious problem faced by many in this country. But again, our records show that obese people also cost a great deal more to insure, and their medical conditions are much more expensive to deal with. We don't want to be callous, but it's affecting our bottom line.
Well, I'd personally love to lose some weight, and the new gym might help.
Jason 承认自己体重超标，他说
I've been carrying around an extra 20 pounds for years now.
很多年来，我的体重一直超标20磅。Peter 说
You are certainly not alone.
意思是，超重绝不是你一个人的问题。虽然我们不想不近人情
We don't want to be callous.C-A-L-L-O-U-S
意思是冷酷无情，但是这个问题已经影响到了公司的
Bottom line.
Bottom line 指的是公司的利润底线。 Jason 说他个人其实很想减肥，新开的健身房说不定会对他有帮助。
You know what?I think I've been carrying around an extra 5 pounds. 怎么办？怎么办？
Well, I mean, I could be your personal trainer for a minor fee.
你呀、啊，还是算了吧。好了，同学们，这次的节目时间就到这里。如果你有什么建议或者想提什么问题，请发电子邮件到美语@voanews.com.
Tune in next time for American English Mosaic.
We'll see you next time.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目开车单元的初级课程。家住洛杉矶的 Phil 想趁周末来趟自驾游，去赌城拉斯维加斯享受一番。不过啊，他得先租辆车。
Winnie, have you ever gone to Las Vegas?
去过一次。Professor Bowman, 如果我是租车公司的老板啊，一定不会把车租给去赌城的人，因为他们可能会连车都一起输掉。
Hello, I'd like to rent a car, please.
Okay, how long do you need it for?
I just need it for the weekend.
All right, how far will you drive the car?
I'm not sure. How far away is Las Vegas?
看来 Phil 准备周末打个来回，不过租车公司的店员为什么要问 Phil 去哪儿呢？这关他什么事啊？
Sometimes, Winnie, if you drive a long distance, it will cost you more money to rent the car.
啊？在租车时如果开得远就要多交钱啊。那么从洛杉矶到拉斯维加斯算不算远呢？
Well, Phil doesn't know how far he has to drive, so he asks the attendant how far away Las Vegas is.
Las Vegas is about 260 miles from here. Is that where you're going?
Yes, so I need a nice car so that I look really cool.
I see. Well, would you like a car with a sunroof?
A sunroof? That's not cool enough. I need a convertible.
So, Winnie, what kind of car does Phil want to drive to Las Vegas?
他想开一辆酷酷的车。去拉斯维加斯这种花花世界啊，当然得开辆好车咯。
Yes, and what kind of car does the rental company employee say he might like?
店员建议 Phil 租一辆有 sunroof, 天窗的车。可是他觉得啊，这还不够酷呢。他要一辆 convertible, 敞篷车。啊，真希望他能把我也带上。
Yes, we have a nice red convertible for an extra $40 per day.
All right, are there any other taxes or fees?
Not if you remember to fill the car with gas before you return it.
Well, this sounds like a pretty good deal.
看来啊，办酷也是有代价的。敞篷车每天的租金比普通车高出$40。不过啊，想到开着敞篷车在风中驰骋的感觉，这笔钱咬咬牙值了。
Maybe. But then you wouldn't look very cool if your hair is all messed up by the wind and all the bugs splattered on your face.
哎呦 ,Professor Bowman, 你怎么总是要破坏气氛嘛。
Okay, Winnie. So what does Phil have to do before he returns the car?
店员说啊，他在还车前要把油加满，除此以外啊，就没有其他的 taxes or fees, 税和费用了。Phil 觉得这是个 good deal, 很值。看来啊，他就打算租这辆敞篷车了。
Well, not so fast. Let's see what happens.
Actually, I have one more question. Is the car a manual or an automatic?
It's a manual. Is that all right?
No, I can only drive an automatic.
Well, I'm sorry, but all of our convertibles are manuals.
Well, Winnie, do you know what the difference between a manual and an automatic car is?
当然知道啊。Manual transmission 就是手动换挡，人工换挡。相反的 ，an automatic transmission 就是自动换挡的车。可惜啊，这里所有的敞篷车都是 manual 的，而 Phil 他只会开 automatic。
Oh no! All your convertibles are manuals. Well, do you have any other cool cars?
Not really. Our cars are economical, not cool.
Well, too bad.Maybe my friend Tom will let me borrow his convertible.
I'm sorry we couldn't help you.
Winnie, do you know what an economical car is?
Economical. E-C-O-N-O-M-I-C-A-L. 是经济实惠的意思。所以 economical car 就是经济型轿车咯。
That's right. So Phil wants to borrow his friend Tom's convertible.That will be very economical for him, and he will look cool.
这的确是个省钱又办酷的好主意。就是不知道 Tom 愿不愿意把自己的敞篷车借给 Phil。
Well, we'll have to listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳就播送到这里。美语三级跳节目取材于美国之音最新推出的美语教学强档网站。goenglish.me 网址是 www.